President Obama just chose a replacement for the late Justice Antonin Scalia on the U.S. Supreme Court. Merrick Garland is chief judge on the U.S. Court of Appeals for Washington, D.C. In a moment, we'll ask your Washington Senator, Patty Murray, and her Republican opponent, Chris Vance, whether Garland should get a confirmation hearing and why. But first, let's get to know Garland with Marcia Coyle, chief Washington correspondent for the National Law Journal. Welcome, Marcia.
Well, thanks. Happy to be with you, Bill.
Today we've heard Garland called a moderate, a consensus choice. How centrist do you think he is?
Well, I think he has that reputation, and I think it is a well-earned reputation. Part of the reason he has that reputation, I think you have to realize, is the court he sits on does not really get the kind of hot-button issues that the Supreme Court has been facing right now. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia is considered the second most important federal court in the country, mainly because it has a very steady, heavy diet of issues that come out of federal regulatory agencies. So the chief judge has been dealing with regulations involving the environment, labor, agriculture, just a whole menu of regulatory issues. So we don't really know where he would stand on those hot-button issues like abortion, voting rights, and some of the other cases that the court has before them right now.
Well, that's fascinating because that gets to the heart of the question, right? Is how, separate from the confirmation hearing argument we'll have in a moment, is how centrist or how liberal a justice Garland would be? Where would he take the U.S. Supreme Court? Do you have any guesses?
Well, yes. I think, first of all, you have to realize that no president is going to nominate someone who is obviously counter to the president's own view of how laws should be interpreted. So I think, you know, his nomination of Chief Judge Garland is a reflection of the chief judge as being progressive, but the degrees can differ in terms of how progressive. President Obama clearly is not going to have named someone like Justice Antonin Scalia, who Chief Judge Garland would replace. But I think with the appointment of Chief Judge Garland, if he's confirmed, yes, indeed, it will give the Supreme Court a 5-justice liberal majority. The question is, as you said yourself, you know, how liberal is he himself? How progressive is he and how far will he go? We do know, for example, as a former prosecutor, he brought that experience to the bench, and he probably is going to be, as he has been on the D.C. Circuit Court, a little more pro-government and pro-prosecution than someone like Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Stephen Breyer. So it often depends, Bill, on the kinds of issues that come before them.
Okay, this is really interesting because you're clarifying this question of whether this is a moderate. You're saying this would lead to a 5-justice liberal majority. So two more questions, Marcia. Number one, why then did Republican Senate Leader Orrin Hatch say that this guy is a, you know, a good, a fine choice, fine man? I'm going to help get votes for him.
He said that when Garland was up before the Senate for a seat on the a federal appellate court. And he said that also, he said that mainly because Chief Judge Garland is eminently qualified by background, experience, intelligence. He's one of the most highly respected judges, period, in the United States today. And I think Senator Hatch was recognizing that. And I think other senators at the time also said they thought that Judge Garland at the time was the best a Republican could expect from a Democratic president.
Okay.
And so I think that's why they viewed him the way they did.
Okay. Then finally, what are the odds that Merrick Garland gets a confirmation hearing from this Senate Judiciary Committee?
Well, I don't think they're very good at all, to be honest with you. The Senate Republican leaders have so dug in their heels that to backtrack now, I think, would set them up to really look maybe hypocritical. But I think a lot will depend on the kinds of pressure and lobbying that's brought on the Senate Republican leaders by the interest groups, as well as by the American people. I think President Obama this morning was making a huge appeal to Americans to pressure their representatives in the Senate to hold a hearing, at least.
And we're going to talk about that next, where the American people and their elected representatives come in. Marcia Coyle, Chief Washington Correspondent for the National Law Journal, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Bill. Take care.
Marcia, making it clear there that we would be talking about a 5-justice liberal majority. This may or may not be a quote-unquote moderate candidate, but President Obama is not going to choose somebody President Obama doesn't agree with. So what she finally said there was the American people may have a say. Your representative in the U.S. Senate is Patty Murray. We're going to talk to her in a moment. First, we're going to talk to her opponent, Chris Vance, running against Democrat Patty Murray as the representative of the American people. Chris Vance, would you give a confirmation hearing to this nominee?
If I'd have been a member of the U.S. Senate, I would have been urging my leadership not to take such a hard position and say never, never, never. Now that they have, the die is cast. I mean, Mitch McConnell has poured himself in concrete on this issue. He can't back down. We shouldn't have gotten to this point. The Republicans and Democrats, the White House and the Senate, should have worked together, which is what the Constitution says, to come up with a consensus nominee. They didn't do that, and that's because of the typical Washington, D.C. culture.
Well, many Republicans have said more approving things about Garland. A longtime Republican Senate leader, Orrin Hatch, said 6 years ago Garland was a consensus nominee who he had no doubt would get a lot of Senate votes, quote, and I will do my best to help him get them. So how is he out of bounds?
I think both sides have a strong case to make. On the one hand, you don't want to leave a Supreme Court seat vacant for 19 months or whatever it would be. On the other hand, the Republicans are right that the Senate has usually not considered election year appointments. The only way this was going to work is if they'd worked together. They didn't work together. The Republicans and Democrats never worked together in Washington, D.C., and that's why we're going to spend this whole summer screaming at each other about it.
We've talked a lot about what you think ought to have happened. What should happen? Should Merrick Garland get a confirmation hearing now or not?
Well, first of all, I don't know enough about Merrick Garland. He's been the nominee for about an hour.
Well, that's what a confirmation hearing's for, right? To get to know him?
And imagine for a moment that you are Mitch McConnell or you are Charles Grassley. You're under no obligation to just roll over and support whomever President Obama sends you.
But what about Senator Chris Vance? What do you think should happen?
I think that I've said this like 10 times. What should have happened, what I would have been demanding my leadership do is not draw a line in the sand and say never, 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 but instead go to the White House and work with the president and see if the president would be willing to send up a consensus nominee. If Barack Obama is going to be stubborn and just send up someone who Mitch McConnell and Charles Grassley will never support, well, then I think they're within their rights to withhold a hearing. But again, what should have happened is the two sides should have worked together. That didn't happen, and now they're in a position where they can't maneuver.
So you think Merrick Garland is too liberal a choice?
No, I don't know that. I do not know enough about Merrick Garland. No one does yet.
So Obama should have to choose someone that's acceptable to Grassley and McConnell, even if Obama's choice is qualified, and you've said you don't know that the choice is too liberal.
We are in an unusual time when two things come together. One, a Democratic president and a Republican Senate. Most Supreme Court nominations have not occurred during a time of divided government. Second, an election year. You put those two things together, divided government in an election year, and the only way it was going to work is if the Republicans and Democrats had worked together.
But didn't the Republicans make it that way? Because, yes, we're in an election year. There's nothing in the Constitution that says anything about an election year. Traditionally, the president nominates, and there's at least a confirmation hearing.
But as many people point out, it's been well over something 25 years or something since a judge has been confirmed during an election year. And then you add in a divided government. This is the reality of the situation. And, you know, in politics, you have to work with the other side. And that there's none of that in Washington, D.C., and that's why we're stuck.
That is Chris Vance, former chair of the Washington State Republican Party, running for the U.S. Senate against Democrat Patty Murray, who is seeking her fifth term this November. Let's turn now to Senator Murray for her take. Thank you for joining us, Senator.
Well, it's great to talk to you today. Thank you.
You just heard Chris Vance say that President Obama shares blame for this standoff. He should have figured out a way right away when Justice Scalia passed away to figure out a path through this unusual divided government in this unusual election year situation.
I don't know that it's unusual. We have what we often have here in Washington, D.C. is a president of one party, a Senate of another party, and have had judicial nominations selected and approved or disapproved. And I am very glad personally that the president did reach out to the Republican leadership and did invite them to the White House. Discussions have been going on, and he has sent a nominee today that I am hopeful that Senate Republicans will now do their job and allow us to do ours, to do what we always do, which is to have meet with the nominees, judge them ourselves, give them a hearing, and then it's up to individual senators to say yes or no, I agree with this candidate being on the Supreme Court.
We've been debating today whether Merrick Garland is a centrist choice, a liberal choice. How happy are you with the choice of Merrick Garland for Supreme Court?
Well, I think he's a really strong nominee. He's got an impressive background. He's got impeccable credentials. But I will do, as I always do, when a president sends a nominee over, which is to meet with them and to look at the standards that I always have for any Supreme Court nominee. And I've been here when Republicans have sent nominees and Democratic presidents have sent nominees. It's my job to examine their record, their experience, listen to their testimony at a hearing, and make sure they meet the basic standards of honesty and ethics and qualifications and will uphold our rights and liberties. That's what Supreme Court nominees are required to do. I've had the opportunity to look at, listen to, and make a judgment on many nominees coming over, and I have supported some, and I have opposed a couple. But that's what my job is as a United States Senator, and that's really where we are today and why I am so frustrated. The president has done his job. It is now up to the Republican Senate. They are in the majority to do their job, which is to allow me to do mine. Let us meet with him, have a hearing, and then each one of us, as it is our responsibility to do, make a judgment on whether they are a nominee we can support.
We're being
told today by the Republican majority we're not going to be allowed to do our job to do that.
I ask about Judge Garland's supposed moderate centrist credentials because some progressives are frustrated that President Obama is not a more activist liberal. How do you feel about the progressiveness of Obama's choice? Is it enough from him?
We just got the name today, and I will do what I have done with every nominee that has come before me in elected office, which is to meet with them, to ask them questions, to make a judgment myself, to listen to the hearing that we are supposed to have, but apparently the Republicans aren't going to even let us do that.
Well, can we talk about that? The Republicans,
so I can make that judgment.
Well, Republicans control the Senate. You are in the minority. What could you possibly do, if anything, to get Garland a hearing?
Well, it is up to Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader, and Chuck Grassley, who's chair of the Judiciary Committee, to do that. What we as Democrats today are saying very loudly here is they have to do their job under the Constitution. It is frustrating to me to hear Republicans say today that it's an election year and therefore this shouldn't happen. We have an entire year almost before a new president of either party will be sworn in. It will take them some kind of time to put their own cabinet in, to then review nominees, to send somebody over. So Republicans are just saying that the president and the Senate shouldn't do their constitutional duty during an entire year of service. The country elected President Obama for a four-year term. And in those 4 years, he is required to do his job, and we are required to do ours. I mean, so, okay, this year they're saying the last year, then they decide it's the last 2 years, and that's not what the Constitution has required us to do. So I am really hopeful that public pressure will at least come to bear to the Republican majority to recognize it is their job, their responsibility, to now meet with the candidate and to hold a hearing and allow us to do our job. If people agree that they can't support him and he's voted down, we will have at least done our job and be held accountable for it. I can't think of any other job in this country today where somebody who says, well, you know, for the next year I'm not going to do my job, would be upheld.
U.S. Senator,
it is the Senate Republicans, and that's their stance.
Senator Patty Murray, thank you so much for talking with us today.
You bet.
Before
Thanks.
Senator Murray, you heard from Chris Vance, her Republican opponent for the U.S. Senate, as Patty Murray seeks her fifth term this November.